Hrothgar replied, protector of the Danes, Beowulf, you've come to us in friendship, and because of the reception your father found at our court. Edesco had begun a bitter feud, killing Hathlath, a wolfing warrior. Your father's countrymen were afraid of war, if he returned to his home and they turned him away. Then he traveled across the curving waves to the land of the Danes. I was new to the throne then, a young man ruling this wide kingdom and its golden city, Hergar. My older brother, a far better man than I, had died, and dying made me second among the Healfdene's sons, first in this nation. I bought the edge of Edethko's quarrel, sent ancient treasures through the ocean's furrow to the Wolfings. Your father swore he'd keep that peace. My tongue grows heavy, and my heart, when I try to tell you what Grendel has brought us, the damage he's done here in this hall. You'll see for yourself how much smaller our ranks have become, and can guess what we've lost to his terror. Surely the Lord Almighty could stop his madness, smother his lust. How many times have my men, glowing with courage, drawn from too many cups of ale, sworn to stay after dark and stem that horror with a sweep of their swords, and then, in the morning, this mead hall glittering with the new light would be drenched with blood, the benches stained red, the floors all wet from that fiend's savage assault, and my soldiers would be fewer still, death taking more and more. But to table, Beowulf, a banquet in your honor. Let us toast your victories and talk of the future. Then Hrothgar's men gave places to the Geats, yielded benches to the brave visitors, and led them to the feast. The keeper of the mead came carrying out the carved flasks and poured the bright sweetness. A poet sang from time to time in a clear, pure voice. Danes and visiting Geats celebrated as one, drank and rejoiced.